This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Haas Spencer, the founder and editor of The Hook, online at readthehook.com, joins me on the program. Haas, what's the very latest?
Well, Coy, reporter Courtney Stewart was out at the site this morning, even before the big old van from the Virginia State Police arrived, and it was a steady stream of officials coming in, and we were getting reports that the parents of Morgan were on their way to, if not the site, at least to Charlottesville. And as you know, there will be a press conference 45 minutes from now, and given their very public appearance through many talk shows, both national, local, and many media interviews, I have to believe that they will be there for that.
Yeah. And we will have that press conference for you live today at 5 o'clock, the very latest on the news breaking this afternoon that the remains of a young woman were found. Haas, just begin at the beginning for us and tell us who got a call and when, and Courtney went down there, and what did she learn?
Well, we got a tip this morning that a body had been found, and the information that we received indicated that it was female and that there was long blonde hair, as well as dark-colored clothing. And when you think about the fact that there are really no other people in this area matching that description, then it's not too much of a leap to realize that this is probably the sad break in the case that that everyone had been waiting for.
Yeah, certainly nobody that's missing that we're looking for would match that description.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and now we're talking with Haas Spencer of The Hook. Where are we talking about? Help us locate this on a map. Where is this?
Well, it's just a few miles down Route 29. Anybody who's gone down Monacan Trail knows where the road kind of divides, where the southern portion is kind of at a higher elevation than the northern portion, and shortly thereafter that you come to Red Hill Road, and the farm is right on your right before Red Hill Road. The farm driveway actually connects right to Route 29. So there's a red farm gate with a cattle gate there, and it's too early to say whether the gate was closed the night in question, but you know, most people who have those cattle gates have them because they don't keep their gate closed.
Right, right.
You know, those things that cattle can't really walk over. They're usually made out of concrete.
Yep, exactly. So where was the body on this farm?
Well, the owner of the farm, in an interview with The Hook today, indicated that the body was nowhere near Route 29. In fact, we checked back with him, and he clarified that he thought it was about a mile and a half from Route 29. So either somebody would have had to get on his property from an adjacent property, or they would have had to travel past his house, as it appears from the aerial maps and my judgment on that. But again, it's really too early to draw conclusions on how access was gained. But typically on a place this remote, you suspect that somebody might be sort of familiar with the property.
Interesting. We're talking with Haas Spencer of The Hook, and we want to remind folks the news is as yet unconfirmed that this is indeed the body of Morgan Harrington, although in all likelihood it probably is based on what we've heard about the body. And Haas, tell us more about that. What did this farmer tell Courtney about about the discovery this morning?
Well, what he did was he said that he was out. He had been concerned by the recent high winds and heavy rains, and he's got a lot of cattle on an over 700-acre property, and he wanted to make sure that his fences were intact. And so he was out there inspecting fences, and he was on a tractor, and he began feeding the cattle. And it was at that point that in one of his pastures he noticed what at first he thought was a deer. And he was pretty shaken up about it. We didn't ask him to get too specific about what he saw, but State Police spokesperson Corinne Geller described the finding as skeletal remains. And that seems consistent with somebody who's been out there for a long time.
Yeah. And who said that that there was blonde hair and dark clothing?
I can't really divulge the source of that.
Okay. And that's fine. But but you have confirmed that you...
That came from a reliable source.
Okay. And so the state police shows up this morning.
And I think that was actually confirmed with the... I don't know if it was confirmed. That was Lisa Province who spoke with the property owner, so I'm a little... I'm one step removed, thankfully.
I gotcha. So the guy, the farmer, finds these remains on his farm this morning down just off of 29. Or we want to underscore this fact, it's not just off of 29. The actual site of where the body was found, as you point out, is more than a mile off of 29 on this farm.
Yeah, it's a big farm. It's part of it is on the National Register of Historic Places. And... yeah, it's kind of on the western flank of Gibson Mountain for people who know the Red Hill area and in the southern part of Albemarle County. And it is a working cattle farm.
And this is the west side of 29.
This is the west side of 29.
On the right as you're driving south, right before you get to the turn for Red Hill, which takes you over to Keene.
Exactly right.
Okay. And so they find the body. The state police have been out there since about lunchtime, I guess.
Well, Courtney was there at about 11:08 when the state police big old forensic vehicle arrived. And actually, our website was sort of crashed. I don't know if it was from too much traffic or if that just exacerbated an already weak situation on our website. But I was getting ready to put up a picture of the van, and Courtney's actually on her way over to the press conference at Fontaine as we speak.
Yeah. Talking with Hoss Spencer of The Hook, big national news breaking today here in Central Virginia that the remains of Morgan Dana Harrington may have been found in southern Albemarle County. She disappeared Saturday, October 17th at the Metallica concert at the University of Virginia here in Charlottesville. She's a 20-year-old tech undergraduate. Hoss, what do we know about the parents? They're in town, I guess, by now?
Yeah, they are supposedly going to... Like I was speculating earlier, I think that they would be at that press conference. And I don't think that press conference would be happening if there were not a major announcement, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Gosh, this is just so sad. And you want to see closure for the parents because they're just living a nightmare. But I guess in many respects, the nightmare is only beginning. But now, what do we know about the, you've written extensively over the years, and of course, Barbara Norden for The Hook as well, about the Alicia Showalter Reynolds case, which involved a young woman disappeared off of Route 29. And I guess some folks are already speculating that there's the serial killer, that somebody local is responsible for Morgan Harrington, because how would they know this farm and exactly where to go? And we've seen something like this before right here on this very road in this very community.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because the Alicia Showalter Reynolds case is at this moment officially an unsolved killing. There were two other killings around the time of Alicia Showalter Reynolds, but those were fairly firmly ascribed to a Richard Mark Ivanitz, who was not implicated in the Alicia Showalter Reynolds case. That was the case of the pharmacology student who was coming down to shop with her mom at Fashion Square Mall one day when the person who became known as the Route 29 stalker apparently pulled her car over under the ruse of it being malfunctioning. And then 2 months later, a man walking along a country road outside of Lignum, which is a rural part of Culpeper County, saw buzzards circling over a field that was being cleared of trees, and that's when they found her body.
Yeah, an unsolved murder, and we don't have much information about it. But I remember at the time, boy, I mean, men and women were just a little jittery driving on 29, especially young women driving alone, terrified of cars behind them driving too close or somebody flashing their lights at them. This community was really scared.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of police composite drawings, and later there was suggestion that maybe Darryl Rice had something to do with it, but he was never indicted in that case. And his supporters, he's a man who served some time and recently was released, although he was in jail at the time of the Metallica concert. But his supporters say that he's really been unfairly maligned. That's obviously another story, but who knows? I mean, the Alicia Showalter Reynolds case was 1996, and here we are about 14 years later.
And another young woman from Central Virginia, who's been missing for a while, turns up dead in a rural area on some farm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's eerily similar to what we were looking at back in the mid-90s.
It is. It's a tragic case, and it's really turned a new chapter today. It looks like all signs indicate that we're going to get some pretty bad news.
Yeah, this is just, it really is sad. So remind us now, the press conference is at 5 o'clock. Is there any word on who's going to speak? Or I guess we won't know until they get to the microphones.
We don't know until they get to the microphones. It's always a mystery. But I think it'll probably be Sergeant Rader, who had conducted the previous press conferences. You may recall at one of those press conferences at U-Haul, a month or so after Morgan Harrington's disappearance, Ed Smart, who is the father of Elizabeth Smart, the Mormon girl who was abducted from her home out in Utah and held as a prisoner for some months, came to lend support and raise awareness of the case, keep it in the public eye. But obviously the outcome in this case does not look to be as happy as the one out in the Elizabeth Smart case.
Yeah, regrettably so. Haas Spencer, the founder and editor of The Hook, his team doing some terrific reporting and breaking the news today of the discovery of the remains, the partially skeletonized remains of a young female blonde with dark clothing found on a farm in southern Albemarle County. And Haas, again, very, very interesting that you point out that the location of the body on this farm, it's not like somebody just pulled off Route 29 in a hurry and dumped a body out of the car, that you had to really drive for a while back onto this farm, almost like you know where you're going.
That's a really good point. It's definitely not a drive-by situation.
Haas, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coy.
There's Haas Spencer. You can read the work of he and his team over there at readthehook.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.